talk about this victory,
huh? It's a great win. First time to play in a Palestra against St. Joe's. And coach told us before the game, you know, this is like one of the biggest games of the season. You know, and if we win this, it'll be sending our seniors off the right way. So it's felt great.
Eric, what was it like playing with against CJ? Had you played against him before at some point? I mean, two big guys in a banger.
I'm not sure if I played against him for sure, but you know, it wasn't really about nothing to me playing against him. No disrespect to him.
I understand. Just playing against whoever.
Yeah.
Eric, I know that a couple of weeks ago you sat down for a little while and John talked about trying to send a message to some of you guys. But the last two games, do you feel like something's really clicked for you?
Yeah, that message he sent me was a great message. And I listened to it, and I'm just trying to bounce back strong.
Coming off of two wins now, describe your excitement level now compared to it was 2 weeks ago.
I think it's just like our momentum going into games now and going into practices is like a lot more high intense, you know.
Anything else, Barry? Thanks.
Told you guys he was going to play well when I did that. I told you.
Do you think something's clicking?
I just know, listen, I'm not going to, I just know that when Eric is challenged and when he kind of goes through a tough time, he always tries to redeem himself, and I knew he would do that.
How about Tyreek's plays?
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. I mean, you know, he's a four-year point guard. You know, it's just a kid that is going to do nothing but get better. And today, some of his decisions could have been better, but look at his toughness. The last two games, he gets 6 defensive rebounds. I mean, he's just a tough kid, and he's tough to pressure, and he just has it. Whatever winners have, you know, they refer to the it factor. Tyreek Dern has it.
John, were you concerned when you were up by 18?
You know, I'm always concerned. I'm never not concerned, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I knew we, you know, you never think that you're going to keep outscoring someone and end up winning a game by 20, 30 points when it's an opponent you really respect like that.
Can you talk about how Eric's performance was down the stretch?
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. It's just such a pleasure to see him, you know, play up to his potential. It's just wonderful. You know, that's what we brought him here for. That's what he wants to do. And, you know, he's learning how to do it, though. And it's great to see him grow and perform up to his potential. But he's still in the process of learning how to do that day in, day out. You know, we're at a level where any slippage costs you. You know, I mean, there's a big difference between someone, you know, taking a few plays off or being distracted and being frustrated compared to a guy who's really focused and energetic. You know, the focused and energetic guy can win. If you're less than that, you probably can't at this level. And as a young player, he's learning that.
John, you said he was going to respond to it. Can he stay at this level for the rest of the season, or will there something else?
Well, you know, that's just, I have no idea. That's just, that's what's wonderful about life and coaching young people and just watching them grow and what rate they grow at. I mean, he's capable of it. So, you know, time will tell. And, you know, he's our most talented player, and most teams go, in fact, every team I've ever seen at every level from, you know, fifth grade on to the NBA, you know, most teams go as their most talented guy goes. There's something to that, and he's our most talented guy, and he was great today.
What was the thought on spreading the floor like last 7-8 minutes locally?
You know, that's always a risky thing to do, but I felt like they were taking enough time against our zone. If they were coming down and shooting, getting shots quickly, I probably wouldn't have done it. But I think by us being more patient and spreading the floor and the fact that they were taking time against the zone, that it would put the clock in our favor.
Just wouldn't be enough possessions for them.
I felt the clock would be in our favor, you know. And I felt that with our small lineup out there, that with them spread, that we would score enough in the last 10 seconds. I had confidence in us attacking them off the dribble with the kind of lineup we had out there. So it wasn't like I was playing scared. I was actually very confident that we could get go to the foul line and get some baskets. You know, the biggest mistake, and it's really CJ's credit, is our guards figuring out that, you know, if you're a guard, it's probably not a good idea to challenge them, you know?
Can you talk more about that matchup between Eric and CJ, two of the nation's top shot blockers? They have 14 between them tonight, so.
Yeah, you know, we listen, we all recruit the local kids hard. So, you know, both St. Joe's and LaSalle have known both those kids for many, many years. And they're two great talents. You know, it's, you know, probably since Lavoie, they may be the two best big guys out of our area.
Michael Eric, maybe, but that wasn't that talented coming out of high school.
Yeah. I mean, those two guys, everyone kind of knew they were special a few years ago. So, and they're showing it.
Coach, are you happy with your defense in the last two games?
It's better. Just our overall energy is better. And like I said, it comes down to a lot of individual stuff. And we really, I mean, listen, we're no different than any other team. You know, if Eric was on any other team, they in the A-10, they need him to play well, and we do. And he really came through for us the last couple of games big time.
Jeff, from, you know, a couple of weeks ago to trying to figure out what exactly, you know, pinpointing what you had to do to turn around.
Oh, there's no figuring it out.
Well, I mean, but you said it yourself that you were, you know, there was a plan, and you said, you know, just trust it and blah, blah, blah.
We've just been pounding away, and we're playing better. But there's no frankly, rhyme or reason other than just human, just the human factor. Just that, you know, sometimes young people aren't the same every day, and young people have their ups and downs. There's nothing more to it than that. And as a coach, listen, sometimes, I mean, listen, but that three-point shot that was huge for us, that wasn't drawn up. That was Eric making a play. Okay, so listen, a lot of stuff that happens is not under our control, frankly. As coaches, we do our best. And but you know, I would say our variance this season is just due to young people having ups and downs on and off the court, and that's not unusual for anyone. Forget being a student athlete. That's just sometimes being a college age kid, and especially if you know, you haven't had it easy, and you're kind of learning your way and learning how to deal with pressure and learning how to have people count on you. That's maturing. And unfortunately, these kids have to mature in a very public way.
But now you go at Charlotte and then Temple, Dayton at your place.
That's our schedule.
I mean, is this kind of, you know, prove yourself type of time? Or
no, you prove yourself every game. We try to prove ourselves today. We tried against Rhode Island. We tried a week ago against Duquesne. It's all the same.
With the results, do you feel as if you guys are turning the corner though?
I take every day for what it is. I don't assume or expect anything. Nothing surprises me. All I know is that we're going to do our absolute hardest as coaches, and that's all that's promised to us. Shoot, you know the old saying. I mean, you just hope, God forbid, that we're alive tomorrow. You know, that's. I just hope I'm at practice tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, that's good to get back-to-back victories.
Well, last time I was here, through our first 10 games, we were two plays away from being a borderline top 25 team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happened after that, I'll never figure out. Okay, but, you know, winning at Rhode Island is a tough thing to do. You know, winning against St. Joe's in the Plessner is a tough thing to do. So hopefully we're back on track. But this is a team, as much as any team I maybe have ever seen, this is a team that can beat anyone and maybe lose to anyone. So our mental approach with this team is everything. Is everything. And you guys have known me for a lot of years. I don't vary too much because hopefully I've matured somewhat over the last 48 years into whatever it is that I've become. But whatever it is I've become is what it is, okay? But young people are they change and they go through things. And, you know, and hopefully we'll, as you said, we'll build and become more consistent and mature into better players and as a better team.
Anything else? One more, Coach. What, if anything, did you tell your players about the postponement?
That's tricky psychologically. I mean, we were in our shoot around getting ready for the game when they told us that it was postponed. And we really, what I told them, and I totally agree with this, listen, safety was an issue. The decisions made way above my head. I really had zero to do with it, but I'm glad we did it because I think the Big Five's a big deal. I think when LaSalle plays St. Joe's, it shouldn't be in front of 400 people. To me, that's not LaSalle St. Joe's. That's not the game I want my players to play in, and I don't want our students to go you know, a year or 2 years without seeing a LaSalle St. Joe's basketball game and knowing what it's all about. So, you know, if it was LaSalle against school X, hey, let's just go and do it. But to me, I mean, the Big Five really is a big deal, and I think this game's meaningful to the students, to the players, and the fans, and they should have a chance to watch it.